Unfettered, these sentences repress free speech. The text deletes selected letters. We see the revered exegete reject metered verse, the sestet, the tercet, even les saints élevés en grec. He rebels. He sets new precedents. He lets cleverness exceed decent levels. He eschews the esteemed genres, the expected themes, even les belles lettres en vers. He prefers the perverse French esthetes, Verne, Perret, Genet, Perec. Hence, he pens fervent screeds, then enters the street, where he sells these letterpress newsletters 3 cents per sheet. He engenders perfect newness wherever we need fresh terms. Relentless, the rebel peddles these theses, even when vexed peers deem the new precepts mere dreck. The plebes resent newer verse. Nevertheless, the rebel perseveres, never deterred, never dejected, heedless even when hecklers heckle the vehement speeches. We feel perplexed whenever we see these excerpted sentences. We sneer when we detect the clever scheme, the emergent repetend, the letter E. We jeer, we jest, we express resentment. We detest these depthless pretenses, these present tense verbs expressed pell-mell. We prefer genteel speech where sense redeems senselessness.